You're waking up with Kincaid and Dallas.
I knew that in prison, ramen was money. Save that.
I used to have a hot dog that held three people.
Yeah. A little bit on my finger is not going to kill me.
I haven't told a story where anyone dies in like 5 months.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Oh, it is the 3rd of August. It's a Wednesday morning. Hello and welcome to the show. It's Kincaid. It's Dallas. It's producer Amanda. And then there's...
Stop the show!
Gary.
This is the second time this has happened in the past month.
Garrett's headphones have been stolen.
Someone has, quote unquote, borrowed my headphones and not returned them. I think I know where they are. If I walk down the hall and they're in the Rock Station studio, and it was the same person who took my headphones, I'm going to be real ticked off.
Can you please go real quick?
Because I think I know who it is. Go.
We'll wait for you. We'll totally just wait.
This is mean, but I hope they're in there because I want to know who you think.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I want to know who.
Real quick, that wasn't why I was going to stop the show. I was going to stop the show because for the second day in a row, he bought food without asking us if we wanted any food.
I got to tell you, that's so rude.
And I was going to
call him out. And I don't want to be ugly to Garrett, but that's so rude.
I know. I was going
to
call him out.
As much money as Kincaid spends.
Right.
Well, not even that. It's like, you know, I would have Venmo'd you, hey, man, pick me up something, but it's the second day he stopped and hasn't asked us. I don't want to make a big deal of it. I'm not going to say anything.
I changed my opinion on what I wanted for breakfast.
Well, okay, where were you and what do you
want
now?
Waffle House.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we can do that. That's fine.
Well, originally I wanted some French toast sticks, but then somebody said something about Waffle House.
Was it me who said something?
Yeah, I think it was you.
Yeah. Oh, they're in there!
Okay.
Found them.
Who stole them?
Hey, Garrett.
Put them on blast. Wait. I want him to put them on blast.
All right. Is it the same guy that caused us to keep from eating in the studio?
No.
Oh.
No.
That guy doesn't work here anymore.
No.
Yes, he does. Yeah,
Southside Steve?
No. I thought it was Evan. No, it was Southside.
It wasn't Evan. It wasn't Southside. I can't prove it, but I am 99.9% sure that it was Jackson. Who does nights on Rock 100.5. Jackson, if it was you, if you took my headphones, you're on my list.
If he does nights on Rock, he's not awake.
Why would Atlanta's Rock Ambassador take your headphones?
I don't know.
Does he not have his own?
I don't know.
Send him a message right now and say, hey, it's your own headphones.
Yeah, wake him up. You know, he's got a baby at home. Wake him and the baby's life up.
Yeah.
It is so worth it, Garrett. Okay.
I got to tell you that to go in and take somebody's stuff and use it and not return
it.
Not cool. I'm here to tell you. You talking about sending me over the edge? I'll put a boot in your ass for that.
Delicious. The only way that you could prove that is to demand to check the cameras.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I will.
Do we have any in the hallway?
I don't think so.
In that hallway?
Yeah.
I know there is in that main hallway.
Well, we'll
around
get ready
the
to shoot
corner.
A movie out there.
Yeah, it's very
bad.
Yeah.
Right, they might as well be putting cameras out there.
I'm going to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to find out who took my headphones.
Well, it's so funny. The reason I was going to stop the show, even before your headphones were missing, I'd like to have an intervention with you, Garrett, if I could, about something real quick.
What'd I do this time?
Well, it's what you didn't do.
What did I not do this time?
It is day number two of you picking up food on your way into work.
Oh my God.
And not texting any of us to ask if we wanted any. And we would have gladly paid you for it.
Garrett, you don't have to ask me, but I mean, Kincaid buys you breakfast all the time. You can't just do that. That's so rude.
Did you want a croissant from Racetrack?
Listen, I'll be honest with you. I was livid yesterday when you came in here with Duncan.
With a donut?
I would have loved, you know, a breakfast item from there.
Uh-huh.
But my friend Garrett, my food companion, didn't ask me.
All right, what do you want from Duncan? So I know for the future.
You know, you've worked with me for almost 3 years.
You just want a black coffee. Is that all you want?
What would I like to eat?
I don't know.
Garrett, the correct answer is anything. It's always going to be anything.
That's fair. Right. No, that's true.
Okay.
All right, well, Amanda, what do you want? What's your standing Duncan order?
I don't know, like maybe a donut or an ice cream.
What kind of donut?
A Boston cream.
Thank you.
Dallas?
We eat the same donut.
No,
yeah, you're right.
Here's the thing. Dallas never wants anything, but it at least wants to be included in saying that she doesn't
want
anything.
No, you don't even have to ask me from there because that's not anything I would want. But
all right.
Yeah.
We're done with our internal complaints about the building, the lighting, missing headphones and food. I promise it's going to be a great show this morning. Welcome to it.
Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
Well, yesterday it was Brantley Gilbert wanting to drive at the Music City Grand Prix this weekend. Now it's Tim McGraw. He's headlining this Saturday's concert, and he wants to get in a car, too.
I've driven NASCAR before, which was so exhilarating that you're shaking when you get out of it. You're so fired up. And I'm sort of an adrenaline junkie, so I'm hoping they'll let me get in one of those cars. I doubt they'll let me do that. All of my people are looking at me saying, no, 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 because they know I want to. But I'm going to try my best to get behind the wheel of one. My biggest fear would be to crash it. I wouldn't want to go mess up somebody's car. I don't want to do that because I know I'll push it. But I look forward to performing for sure. Nashville's great at putting on these big events, and I've been a part of a few of them. But I really look forward to just feeling the energy of those cars running through the streets.
You know that you're somebody when the color escapes people's faces who are close to you in the business side of what it is you provide, when you tell them you want to do something dangerous, and they're like, no.
No, Tim. Stay on the stage. Stay out of the car. All right. Here's a waste of money. Oh, and this makes me so mad. Warner Brothers no longer will be releasing Batgirl.
Why?
Was it already made?
Basically, they spent $90 million. They had a budget of $80, but because of COVID, though, it went up to $90.
Yeah.
So they've already completed shooting. They were expected to arrive the movie on HBO Max sometime this year. The move comes after a change in leadership at the studio. They've got a new CEO, and he said cost-cutting measures, refocusing Warners on theatrical films rather than creating projects straight for streaming.
Well, what I read, there were a series of test screenings.
That bad.
And it was just not good.
Well, they went on to say that they don't think that it's going to make what Batman did.
Yeah. Well, and Dallas, I don't know if you knew this, but this is going to make you even more upset. It was rumored that Michael Keaton was going to return as Batman in that movie.
I had heard that.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the IMDb page. He is on there. Yeah. J.K. Simmons, which makes me sad.
Yeah.
I like him. And Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, he was the bad guy. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to get it. So.
Well,
I know.
Sad. I know. I mean, you think that they would still release it anyway? Like, what's.
Yeah, why not go ahead and put it out on HBO Max?
They got to pay for marketing.
And all that kind of stuff.
Just put it out. If it's that bad,
I guess. Just put it out.
You don't have to pay for marketing. You just throw it out there.
On the streaming service you already own.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
I'll never get it.
All right. Here we go. Couple of remakes coming. We had talked about this one a few months ago, but it is happening. Jake, how you say his name?
Gyllenhaal.
He will star in the remake of the 89 cult classic Roadhouse.
What?
Roadhouse.
I don't want a Roadhouse remake.
Yep, me either. But they're doing it. He's going to play a former UFC fighter who takes a job as a bouncer at a rough and tumble roadhouse in the Florida Keys.
Okay, so he's what's-his-face's character?
Yeah, Patrick Swayze.
So how mad would you be, because I've never seen Roadhouse, if I see the remake and not the original?
Listen, I'll hate you. Don't tell me that.
Roadhouse is great.
Oh, my gosh, what a great movie. All right, Selena Gomez and 20th Century Studios are partnering for a reboot of the 88 comedy Working Girl.
I've got a head for business and a bod for sin.
Exactly. So
don't save that. Please don't save that. No, don't. Marcus, save that. Marcus, save it.
If you save anything this week, Marcus, save that. All right, Tom Cruise jumped off a mountain in the UK for a film stunt. You know, he does 95% of his stunts, which is amazing.
It's insane that they let him do that.
I know. And he apologized to a pair of hikers for ruining their peace. He was 60 years old, first of all. Looks amazing. He arrived at the top of High Craig by chopper before he paraglided off again. So this was not the first time that he had done it. This was the second time. Before launching himself from the cliff, he paused to say sorry to Sarah and Jason, who had reached the 2,440-foot summit by foot with their dog, Edward. Cruise thought to be filming Mission Impossible 8. Don't know about that. He yelled out, "Sorry for disturbing your peaceful walk with all the noise. I like your dog." Sarah replied, "Are you really going to jump off there?" A smiling Cruise then nodded and began running towards the edge, shouting, "See you later, folks!"
Oh, my God.
That is a memory.
And that's forever.
Yeah. That's insane. Mm-hmm.
Forever.
And it's almost one that nobody would believe you.
I know.
Like, you're making that up.
But Tom told the story.
Yeah.
Not Sarah and
That's
incredible. Jason, not Sarah and Jason.
I hate to say it. This is really sad. But if one day we found out that Tom Cruise died while doing a stunt for his movie, I don't think I'd be that surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
At least he went out doing what he loves.
Really? Exactly. I mean, he does the craziest thing.
He does. And he has been hurt, like, very seriously a couple of times. I think filming Mission Impossible movies.
Yeah.
But so,
I mean, he's always pushing the limits.
Yeah.
I know.
You can only do so much.
It's amazing.
When someone asks you what's wrong with your foot and why you still have that boot on, tell them that you do your own stunts. Okay?
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. You know what? I love that, Kincaid. Yep. I'm using that. I'm Dallas and that's the dish.
Thank you, Dallas.
Our show anytime you're ready. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
Tito's is my favorite brand of vodka. I've been drinking them since I found out about them. They're just delicious. When I love vodka tonic, Tito's.
It's vegan.
I didn't know that.
Yep. And it's made in Texas.
I did know that.
For dog people. Isn't that their slogan?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they think that this whole trend of every single liquor company and vodka and gin company deciding to create a seltzer silly. So they have added to the silliness by coming out with their own, but it's not filled with anything. It's a $20 reusable can. And here's their commercial.
There comes a time when every alcohol brand must ask, should we make a seltzer? And our answer is no. Introducing Tito's in a can. It's literally an empty can that we're selling. That's right. You add the Tito's and the soda and the lime and whatever. We don't make seltzers. You do.
I love that. That's brilliant.
That's pretty good.
They're really smart, and that's great.
There are too many seltzers out there.
Yeah, not everybody needs to make one.
They don't.
I'm sorry.
No. I recognize, like, two brands of seltzers. It's the White Claws and the Trulies because they were the original ones, and anybody that came after them, I don't even recognize as a seltzer.
Yeah, yeah,
I think I saw a Budweiser.
I don't need a Bud Light seltzer.
They have every flavor, every thing that you can imagine as far as a seltzer.
So if we blindfolded you, could you even tell the difference between the seltzers? I couldn't.
Between White Claws and Trulies? I don't know about the rest of them, but I probably could between White Claws and Trulies. Because I haven't really tried. I mean, I've tried some of the other ones, but there's just so many out there that there's no way I've tried them all. Every, like, beer company has their own seltzer now, so.
Garrett, could you tell the difference between those and if I just soda streamed antifreeze? Could you tell that?
Oh. Honestly, probably not.
All right.
It's our morning show, any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas, on demand.
We do a whole show of just nothing but back-to-school shout-outs.
Do you still have open house on Friday?
Yeah, we have open house coming up on Friday. I got to leave a little bit early on Friday. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Can you bring any of the school supplies to open house?
Well, I joined
Have you figured it out?
Yeah. What's your plan?
It's funny. I've learned more about what my kids should do with school, Garrett, from the message board. There's like a message board on Facebook that I joined. And they were really, it's interesting. Not just anybody can join this exclusive message board group for my kids' school. You've got to answer three questions and be approved. So I answered three questions and I was approved. And then, yeah. And you know what's really interesting about this? My wife, Erin, is not on any form of social media.
Mm-hmm.
This might get her on social media because she's wanting my phone to jump in this group. And I'm like, yeah, I think you just need to join Facebook and be 15 years late to the party because...
Gosh, imagine joining Facebook in 2022.
And this is the messed up part. And then I said to her, I said, you know, we could do that thing where it could say, you know, Kincaid and Erin, I'll add you. I was being funny. I was being funny, and then she goes, is that really an option? I was like, it absolutely is not.
You know what people think when they see those kinds of accounts?
That I was an infidel, and she's checking up on me. Or she might have been the infidel.
Uh-huh.
That's
someone cheated.
Think?
Someone. It's
that's
people.
What I imagine.
That's what I think.
See, well, gosh, I guess I'm just someone blind cheated. Because I say, when I see that, I'm thinking, oh, that's so sweet. They have a page together. Or I also think, well, the man doesn't want to fool with it, so the woman just handles it for both of them.
Oh, I think trust issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry. Sorry, if you're listening and you have a joint account, sorry, but that's what I think, and that's what everybody thinks.
Do you know people that have done that and they have?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I would think people that have infidelity in their marriage, they're not going to let that happen because they wouldn't want he or she checking.
Well, I think it's like a case of like there was infidelity and then it was like, oh, I'm going to be better and I'm not going to do this again. So then the other person was like, great, well, then we'll share a Facebook account.
Yeah.
So that way both of us know.
Exactly.
Garrett, what was that phrase you wanted to change bless you to?
Uh-oh.
That's what I say out loud when I see a joint.
Really?
That's all I'm sorry.
Kincaid in Dallas.
On demand.
Dallas.
In your ears. Kincaid in Dallas. Dallas.
With so much of the country in drought conditions, could we please just do better with fire? And that include...
Don't look at me.
What was that sound? I heard a fart sound.
My mic stand.
It's his mic. Right. Yeah.
You can't recreate. Dude, we've learned this, that when something sounds like a fart, you can never recreate it.
It wasn't a fart.
When you move on a booth at a restaurant and someone looks at you, you're like, oh, no, it was a booth. And you try to like shuffle again. It'll never happen.
I swear I didn't fart.
Sure. It'd be fun if you did. Firefighters. Don't do that near a fire, too. Firefighters have been dealing with a huge wildfire near Provo, Utah this week. It began Monday afternoon and has burned about 40 acres. But the reason it's making headlines is because how it started. Allegedly, there's a 26-year-old named Corey Martin, and he told police that he accidentally started the fire while trying to kill a spider.
Oh, my God.
What was he trying to kill the spider with?
Well, he was up on the mountain, saw a spider, tried to burn it with his lighter, which means he got super close to the spider, unless it was one of those big ones that you use for a grill.
It doesn't matter. And still, he was at least 12 inches or less.
Yeah.
From this thing.
Save that. And he set it up on the ground by mistake. And so, he set a ground fire by mistake. It's not clear if the spider made it out or not. My guess is yes. He's facing charges of reckless burning, but they also, Garrett, found a jar of weed on him.
There you go.
A jar of weed.
Nice. It comes in jars now.
A decorative mason jar, along with drug paraphernalia. So...
You said your guess is yes that the spider made it out.
That'd be my guess.
Of a massive forest fire?
Yeah, the forest is burning.
I want to believe that the spider made it out and just flipped off the whole situation and said, look it, I made it.
You can believe that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Believe whatever you want.
Check me for paraphernalia because I must be on something if I think that happened. Dallas?
If a spider flipped you off, that would be eight. Eight flip-offs.
All right.
That's pretty.
Well, no, because he's got to stand on something, so six.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he stands on two and flips off with six.
He doesn't stand on one leg.
He's evolving slowly.
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Why didn't he just step on him? I don't understand that.
Right.
Just step on the spider. Or just leave it alone.
Yeah, he must have been high.
Yeah, you're outdoors.
All right. A 27-year-old Chinese man is struggling to find a job because he looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Oh, poor guy.
He says that he believes he's being turned down because companies fear that he's an agent.
Like a secret agent?
Yeah, the Chinese government has sent to expose violations of child labor laws.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't this terrible?
Well, okay. What if he, I have an idea. What if he gets a buddy, he like gets on his shoulders and wears a trench coat and a top hat and a fake mustache. And
I don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Garrett. Here's the really sad part. He so wants to find a job because he's the only person able to financially support his father who recently suffered a stroke.
Oh, no, that's awful.
Oh, jeez.
So he's getting all these rejections even when he shows proof that he was born in 1995.
Oh, man.
Maybe with this story, it'll be like a big enough hit that
it'll kind of go viral. Yeah,
someone
exactly.
will hear about it. Yeah, yeah, offer him a job.
He went on TikTok and he talked about the struggles of dealing with a baby face on TikTok. And that video went viral with 68,000 likes. So, I didn't read this line.
Uh-oh.
And that has led to multiple job offers.
Nice.
Solved your own problem.
Very cool.
Isn't that awesome? I know, but man, now he's trying to get into the dating world.
Don't get too greedy, buddy.
One thing at a time.
How sad to get turned down all those times, but it has a happy ending. Bless his heart. Amanda.
All right. Last week, Dave Larson, he got on Facebook and he asked if any people in the area of which he lives would be interested in doing like a little mini parade for his dad, Orville, because Orville is turning 90. He's in hospice care. He's a big fan of vintage cars and motorcycles. So Dave was like, I think this will be a good idea. My dad would really like it if anybody had time to come out and do like a little drive-by parade for him. I think he would really enjoy it. Well, they expected about 20 people to show up, but the post went viral. 400 people showed up for this parade for him.
I love that.
The parade went 2 days.
Yeah. That's no longer like a mini parade. That's just a normal size parade.
Vintage cars and motorcycles showed up. And at the end of the parade, he got to hop in the sidecar of a motorcycle and ride around town.
That's
awesome. I love that.
How cute is that?
Oh, man.
That is so cute.
I know. So the power of the internet. It's crazy.
Exactly.
But wait, there's more.
Is it art or is it trolling? I'm going to let you be the judge. Back on July 7th, an Australian artist named Matthew Griffin debuted his new quote-unquote sculpture, which is titled Pickle. It's a single slice of pickle that he took off of a McDonald's cheeseburger and then chucked up at the ceiling, and it stuck there. And that's
did he do it on purpose, or did he just throw it up there?
He did it on purpose.
Okay.
This is his work of art. It's this, like, pristine white ceiling with a pickle with ketchup all over stuck to it. And it stayed there for weeks, so it's a pretty good throw. And it was in an art gallery in Australia called Michaelette. And you would have to pay 10,000 Australian dollars, which is about $6,329, to visit the exhibit and see the pickle up on the ceiling. And if you want to buy it, you don't even get to buy the actual pickle. You just receive instructions on how to make your own at home.
I have a question.
Yes.
And you probably don't know the answer because you're not this artist.
Uh-huh.
Did he walk into this art gallery and the people in charge of the art gallery said, yeah, you can have a space in this art gallery. What's your art? And he walked in and he threw this pickle on the ceiling of the art gallery in hopes that it would just stick up there? What was the plan?
That would be my best guess.
And he just magically got it to stick for weeks?
Yeah.
I thought he went to McDonald's and they just cut that portion
Me
of the wall and the ceiling and moved it to the art gallery.
That's exactly what I was thinking, because it's insane that he walked into the art gallery and was like, here, let me just try this.
He had to have been some kind of, you know, renowned artist where it's like, okay, well, we'll just like give you an exhibit and let you do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so bothered that he did something and is making money off something I got in trouble for when I was 12, because my sister and I were playing pickle tennis in the kitchen, and we actually got one stuck to the ceiling, and Cheryl didn't notice for days until she finally did, and then we got
did
in trouble.
Did it fall down on her?
No, it just, she saw it. It was there for a while, and she got mad.
It's a good throw.
This art exhibit feels like when you forgot that you had a presentation, and then the morning of, you're like, I brought this orange in, and I'm going to give this presentation on it.
Now, he's not being...
So right, Amanda.
He's not really...
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
He's not really being serious. It's sort of a commentary on what is and isn't art. He didn't really expect anyone to pay
that
much money
for it. Okay, well,
I'm
going to say that's not...
No. Amanda, what do you say about money?
Money's not real.
Yeah, and neither is art.
It's not. And neither is art. But wait, that's all.
Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
How were you able to leave your workplace?
First, I have to confess, I think I'm a little sneaky. It's just like a hidden part of my nature.
Okay.
My boss decides he's going to treat everybody to this amazing catered lunch from this really nice place. And I'm thinking, wow, look at this shrimp and lobster. And I... Oh, my God. So, of course, we all had lunch together. And, you know, I'm chit-chatting and sort of falling asleep because I'm so tired and I want to go home. But I'm still, it's a delicious lunch. I'm eating the lunch. Aha. And then it just occurred to me what to do. I just had this brainstorm sort of towards dessert, okay? I'm like, you know, I say to my buddy, I say, you know, I'm not really feeling that great. And I thought, can I have some water, please? Okay. I don't know if I should go to the restaurant. You know, I've never eaten. Is it possible? They look at each other, the two people that sit really close to me, and we're there, and it's like, oh my God, she's got a reaction to something.
Did you fake a shellfish allergy?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh, girl.
No, come on. I really feel like I'm super smart, okay? Because here's why nobody... So I said, I'm like, do we need to help you? They want to know, can we help you? I'm going to go to the urgent care a couple blocks away. Don't worry, I'll be...
And they let you go alone?
Oh, well, yeah, they went... They you know, the boss was like, are you sure? Or, you know, let's go with her. No, please don't.
Oh, my God.
No, I can... you all are so... Thank you so much for...
The Oscar goes to...
Lunch.
Holy cow.
So I stumbled down to the first floor, and I go, ha, ha, ha. I knew I was free and clear.
The unraveling of this woman is going to be when she celebrates a birthday at Red Lobster with somebody. And
yes.
Somebody. Oh, no.
Why are you here?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
You're going
to
forget, and they're going to remember.
Our show, anytime you're ready. Kincaid and Dallas, on demand.
We haven't done an old-fashioned just hang up in a while. A just hang up is when you call here and we ask you a question. We don't want any more info because we don't want it. You're completely anonymous.
Yes, we do.
We want more info.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not allowed to ask.
And I know I'm going to want more on this
one.
You have to restrain yourself. You can't ask for further information.
No.
This morning's just hang up is...
Oh, God. Hopefully people don't scream at us.
No, we've always had really good luck with this in the past, sadly. There's a whole lot of this on the show. And that is, which relative do you find attractive?
Now, are we talking blood relatives or related by marriage?
No, which blood relative do you find attractive?
And we're not talking about, like, we're talking about, like, anybody like in your family. Like,
yeah, cousins.
Uncle, aunt,
whatever.
Hopefully not siblings.
Oh, please no. Or grandma.
Listen, we can't control the answers that we get.
We can't. It's a just hang up. So
you're
asking,
anonymous.
You are at 404-741-1015. Oh, phone already rang.
Oh, no.
You just call in, tell us what you got to tell us, and then just hang up. Good morning. Just hang up. You're live.
All the answers that we get.
My dad.
Thank you. Way to start. Good morning. Just hang up.
I don't know what I expected.
Just hang up. You're live.
My cousin.
Thank you.
Wait, first or no, we can't ask.
Just hang up. You're live.
You just gave me a whole speech about restraining myself.
Okay, no, you know what?
Garrett,
I feel like that's valid.
Who do you find attractive, sir?
Sister-in-law.
All right. Okay.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a My Little Secret.
Yeah, we'll talk to you in a couple months.
Yikes.
Kincaid and Dallas, just hang up. Go ahead. You're live.
My cousin.
Cousin, I understand. Kincaid and Dallas, the shame. Just hang up. Who do we find attractive?
My husband's cousin.
Mmm.
Uh-oh.
Is he a better version of your husband? Oh, never mind. You're right.
You can't ask.
Don't ask.
I know. It's so hard not to. Just hang up. Kincaid and Dallas, you're live. Who do we find attractive?
I found my cousin attractive.
Yeah, it's okay.
Amanda, did you ever have a cousin that you were attracted to?
No.
Kincaid and Dallas, just hang up. Who do we find attractive? Oh, they got nervous.
They just hung up. They got nervous.
I hear that bell. Shame, ding, ding. One more call. Oh, one more call. It's Kincaid and Dallas. Just hang up. Who do you find attractive?
My husband's brother.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
the brother-in-law.
Thank you.
Garrett, how about you?
I don't get to be anonymous. No, the rules don't apply to me.
Garrett said, I don't get to be anonymous.
Yeah,
I just
want to
know. Come on, Garrett.
No. None of my family. I'm repulsed by all of them.
I just love the shame. I love the shame.
I like that the one right out the gate was my dad.
My dad.
And I think that's why, you know, we do that. Because you'd one more. It's like Pringles. Just hang up. You're live. Good morning.
My kid's principal.
Well, not a relative, but...
I mean, are you related? But... I guess we can't ask.
You can't ask questions.
Just hang up. Good morning. Hello, you're live. Hold on one more time. Hello.
Yeah. Are you going to play God Country?
Yeah, we will. Yes. Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, we'll get that right on.
Thank you.
Robert. That's Robert Young. Yep. He calls us every morning.
All the time.
Thanks, Robert.
Good morning. Just hang up. Who do we find attractive?
Oh, no. Dallas is pretty hot.
You're not related.
Are you
not
related?
People are getting off.
We can't ask why they are. They are. We're moving on. Okay. Yeah. Just hang out.
I did have a cousin named Dale growing up that was pretty smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dallas. Where's he now?
Kincaid in Dallas.
On demand. Dallas. In your ears. Dallas. Kincaid in Dallas.
Moments ago, Garrett just asked a question during the song. He's like, "I have a question. Did anyone take their shoes off?
I smell feet. It smells gone, but yeah, earlier I had the distinct smell of feet.
I haven't touched my shoes.
Me either. Did you poop?
No.
You had your shoes off.
What did you do?
Did you take your shoes off?
You said, does anyone smell feet? And at that moment, I slowly took my shoes off so that you could smell feet.
Why did you do that?
And now you don't smell anything. So what's wrong with you?
Were your shoes off?
What's wrong with you?
They were not off until you said, do you smell feet?
Amanda, can you smell his feet?
You're the one who always smells them first.
No, I can't smell anything.
That's good.
I don't smell anything.
Can I make an announcement to you guys?
You washed your feet yesterday?
I have been washing my feet every day for the past week to see if Amanda smells them.
You mean actually soaping them babies up?
I'm using Aaron.
Not just letting them stand in the water?
No.
You've been putting soap on your feet.
I'm using Aaron's loofah and scrubbing my feet.
You're exfoliating. Wow.
Somehow I don't think that she probably would appreciate that.
She doesn't know.
Can't you get your own loofah?
I don't own a loofah.
Well, you need to get you
a loofah.
It's not nice to use somebody else's loofah.
Get a washcloth.
Loofahs are really gross to begin with.
They are.
But
yeah.
Sharing somebody else's is even
more
disgusting.
I don't use her loofah. No, I scrub my feet with a soap and then I lift my foot up and rinse.
Get a washcloth.
Okay, I could do that.
You need to get like a pumice stone or something.
I have one.
There you go.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You know what? I need to make a statement, and I hope that nobody thinks I'm disgusting for it.
Uh-oh.
When I wash my body in the shower, I just put the soap right on my skin. I don't use a washcloth.
I'm the same way.
I've never used a washcloth.
I hate washcloths.
I do, too.
Everybody in my family uses one but me. I'm the only one that
does. Do they use the same one?
I just rub the soap all over my
Me
skin.
Too. That's
Hold
exactly
on.
What
There's
I
someone
do.
Listening who wants to hear this on the podcast later without someone talking over what
no,
you just
I'm
said.
Not
what
saying
was
that?
That no,
again. Okay. Not for the weirdos.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, I totally agree with
and
you.
And I just feel like that's unpopular. I feel like people are going to call me gross. And you
no.
know what? I stand by it. I think washcloths are silly, and I think they're
silly.
When you break it down, a washcloth itself only gets washed what once a week typically. And someone goes and washes them at the same frequency they wash their towels.
And you're washing your towels once. You're only, wait a minute. You're using one towel for an entire week of showering?
Yes.
Do you use the same washcloth?
He doesn't use a washcloth.
Use a washcloth.
Do you use the same one?
For a week, yes.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Well,
do you wash your face after you've scrubbed your butt?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. Amanda, never mind about what you said. This is this takes you to a whole new height right here. Oh, my gosh.
Let's unpack this.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Let's put it back in my carry-on.
Stop.
Yeah, don't push the button
so
to play the next song.
So you get in the shower.
I want to play the Disney guy.
You soap up your wash rag, and you wash your body.
Yeah, body first. How it starts off with, here, hold on.
Head. I bet you
do your head, and then
you do your face.
All right, so Kincaid wakes up first thing. I'm third person. Kincaid wakes up first thing in the morning, okay? Uh-huh. What I do is I start the shower.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want the shower to get warm by the time I go in there. I don't like waiting outside the shower, so I'll start the shower first. Then what I'll do is, because my family's sleeping, my wife's sleeping, we have a towel that sits on the floor that I use to cover the crack between the door and the floor. That way the light doesn't go through and wake her up.
Okay.
So I put down my courtesy towel.
Okay.
Your crack towel.
My crack towel goes right there, Amanda. That's exactly what that is.
That's what you use your crack towel for.
That's
Got
my
it.
Crack towel. And then what I do is I'll go and use the bathroom while the shower's warming up. That way there's no waiting when I get back. I'll finish in the bathroom. I'll flush. Then I go back into the shower, and it's already nice and warm for me. And that's when I start off with, I get the water on my face, even though I have sensory issues and I hate water on my face like that. I force myself to get water directly on my face. So
I bet you're in
the
shower and you go, ugh.
And then I take my washcloth, and the first thing I do, it's almost like a painter has their palette of paint.
Yeah.
I soap up my chest first, right here. And then I take my washcloth,
uh-huh.
and I gather some soap from my chest on my washcloth.
Uh-huh.
And then I start with my face. I start with the crevices of my nose and my eyebrows, and then my face. And then rinse off the washcloth. Underarms, yep. Uh-huh. And then
navel.
You know what?
You don't wash your navel.
No,
you don't wash your belly button.
No, I don't. No,
okay.
Oh, that's gnarly.
All I'm saying is, you do all this, and then you get down to your crack, and then the next day you use that same washcloth again.
Feet are always last. I basically go in order of gravity.
Yeah,
but then you start over with it the next day.
No,
you finish your shower, you put it where.
What happens then is, then I go back and I like completely scrub that with more soap, and then wring it out, and then rinse it, and then wring it out. So I'm cleansing the cloth.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you've still got butt scales on it.
There are no butt scales.
If you're using antibacterial soap, I think you're probably fine.
You don't use the same washcloth every single day after you've wiped your butt with it and then put it on your face again.
Where do you put the washcloth when you're done with the shower?
The washcloth hangs up on the shower caddy.
Oh.
So it doesn't get, does it get like crusty
no.
when it dries?
Uh-uh. Hey, you're live on the radio. It's Kincaid and Dallas.
That washcloth went by that butt. You know it's crusty.
Are you joining us for shower talk?
Yes, I want you to. I agree with you, Kincaid. I do the same thing. I use my same face towel all day long.
See?
But do you use it on your butt, too?
Yes, I do.
You know what? Hey, girl, you want to get crazy with me? What do you say we meet up and we'll swap at the end of the week?
You don't need to do that, ma'am. Ma'am, please don't do that.
I love you. Thank you.
Good morning. Oh, you're God. Live on the radio. Are you calling for shower talk?
I am.
Okay, good morning. What are your thoughts on this? This is very, with all the things happening in the world right now, this is the most important thing this radio show should be discussing.
I got to tell you, the best thing you can buy for your shower, Amazon sells them. It's a suction cup, like a foot scrubber. It looks almost like a boot scrubber, but It's plastic and it's suction cups to the bottom. It's got a pumice stone on the back and a place for a bar of soap. You just rub your foot over it. It's fantastic.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's like a shoe shine, but I'm just exfoliating my foot. Man, exactly. That's amazing. I'll check that out. Thank you.
It feels good on your feet, too.
All right.
I want one of those. Yeah. That's awesome.
It's a learning situation. I'm just happy that I got a woman who does the same thing. She's listening going, I'm just like Kincaid. I'm just like Kincaid.
Thank you, Kincaid.
You're welcome. Be like me.
It's our morning show. Any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
I got to play you the sound of this Disney employee. He's a former Disney employee. And he swears that it's the squirrels that are the problem there as far as you eating in the park. Okay? Now, I don't want to say that it sounds like he's on illegal substance, but listen.
If you've ever worked at attractions at Disney, then you've parked strollers. You've also seen the Florida squirrels that steal everything out of strollers. You think your soda's safe in the stroller? Squirrels are not nice. They don't care. They will take your soda and leave you nothing. Yeah, just eat your food and drink your stuff while you got the time, because leaving it anywhere, it's gonna go. The popcorn especially, they smell it from a mile away. Pretty much any animal you see that's not affiliated with Disney, don't touch it.
Yep.
He never took a breath.
No, he didn't.
Uh-uh.
No. Do you think
he uses... he's a squirrel.
Do you think he uses his washcloth for a week and then washes it?
I'd say he probably doesn't even use one.
No, you don't
I
think
bet
so.
He dries his butt off, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Why does this bother you?
Get him.
Kincaid told us during that last song that he cleans his butt in the shower.
Yep.
Crack and all, and then when he gets out, he doesn't dry his butt crack.
Evidently, he has a self-drying butt.
All you need is external, so you don't, like, you know.
You're walking around with a wet
it's
butt crack.
That's
disgusting.
It dries on its own.
Your
it's
butt's
not.
Gonna mold.
Now, my daddy used to laugh, and he couldn't stand that, and he would call it the seesaw. That's what he did with the towel.
Yeah. No.
He'd say it was the seesaw.
It's like it's swamp
his butt. Dry.
You're giving yourself swamp butt.
Yeah.
Though.
Do
no.
you immediately put? Like your boxers on?
Yeah.
Well, they get wet.
Oh, God.
Dry the front and the back just like self-dries.
You have...
No, it doesn't.
Messages coming in. I do the same thing as Kincaid. What do you guys not understand? It's the soap that cleans the washcloth. And when you're done, it's fresh. You rinse it, you're done. Yup. I like
that.
Yeah,
that checks out.
I'm sorry, y'all. Just nasty, especially Kincaid. Well, this is the same person who asked if Amanda and thinks that Garrett's attractive earlier in the show.
Oh, so. Okay. Well,
he's very another message. He is very gross.
He is very gross.
Talking about you, I'm assuming.
Someone says it's no different than hand washing your laundry with soap and water. You're right, 100% right. Talking. If you're just joining us, I use a washcloth every week, then I wash it. And guys, the soap is doing its job. Isn't everything clean? Yep.
This is that same scene from New Girl where one of the characters is really upset about his towel being used, and Nick comes in and he goes, what do you mean? The towel washes me. I don't wash the towel. He never washes his towel because he says his towel washes him. Why would he need to wash it?
Some would say, why do you have to wash your towel when you leave the shower? It's clean because you're clean. Some would say.
That's the Nick Miller idea.
Right. We're moving on.
I just can't believe you walk around with a wet butt.
Dallas, you with us?
Yeah, I was just reading some of these text messages coming in.
Yeah, a lot of people agree with me. It's right.
Kincaid, did you shower this morning?
Yes.
So you have a wet butt right
you're
now.
You're not going to check it.
I'm not going to check, but you're going to tell me, do you?
No.
How
do you know?
How long does your butt stay wet?
Are you sticking your... Oh,
yeah,
my
he is.
Lord.
He's checking.
It's fine. What's coming up on the dish? Okay, great. I hope you'll stay tuned for that. That's going to be riveting radio. I hope you can stay tuned.
I just can't believe this conversation that we've had.
Is today your last day? Are you done with me?
I think so.
Our show anytime you're ready. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
I'm going to tell you how to have a happy marriage.
Oh, do tell. This is perfect. School's starting in a lot of places. And I suggest that if school's starting and you've been with your kids all summer, you and your significant other take the day off from work and spend some time rekindling some magic.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning on doing that?
I'd love to. Yeah, I honestly, there's this place we have nearby. It's a chain around the country. It's called the Melting Pot. And we haven't gone in years and we love like that fondue stuff.
Right.
And so, yeah, I want to do that. Okay. I want to take
an
afternoon.
Well, this is something called the 222 rule. And this is the way it's supposed to help keep the spark alive. And a lot of experts are, you know, they're weighing in on this and they say, yeah, I like this.
Write this down, Kincaid. Get a pen and paper.
222. Each two is a reminder for something different.
Okay.
All right. The first two means a date night every 2 weeks.
Okay. We'll see how that one goes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The second two stands for a weekend away every 2 months. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you guys did anything by yourself?
When we saw that movie when Aaron was 8 months pregnant.
Yeah. Okay.
5 years ago.
5 years.
And the third two means a full week away every 2 years without kids.
That was.
You can do that?
2012. That was 10 years ago.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't even have a vacation. Even right before
No, it's not true. No, not true. What had happened was we actually were supposed to go on one last big blowout trip, and we went to Vegas. And then what had happened was it was supposed to be our big, like, get it out of the way, last big drinking party time. And then she got pregnant way before we thought she would. I mean, blessing. And so we already booked the trip thinking that wouldn't happen right away.
Yeah.
And it did. And she was 2 months pregnant, so she had morning sickness the whole time in Vegas.
Oh my gosh. And she couldn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
So that's no fun.
So you think you can apply this maybe in the future, the 222?
I think date nights are so important.
Even if you're married
or if you're living together, they're still very important.
No, there are people who will literally say that, you know, listen, yes, you love your kids, but you need to put your spouse first because that's the bedrock. That's the foundation of everything.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what
I'm
going
to make people mad by saying that, but
I think that is absolutely true.
Yeah, I love my children. I'll do anything for my children. But if Aaron and I aren't solid, they're just,
How are we supposed to raise them together if you don't have a solid relationship?
Agree.
I will tell you, and I've only been around them a couple of times, but Amanda's mother and father, when I see them together, the love that they have for each other and the spark, I mean, he thinks that she walks on water and he treats her. Mike Dennehy, I'm telling you, he is a good man. He treats your mother, Sharon, like she is a queen.
And I
have picked up on that. Just by being around them, the little bit of time that I have been around them, and that is the way it should be. And I guarantee you, when you guys were growing up, y'all weren't number one in that house. Mike and Sharon were always number one
to my dad.
Well, you know what I'm saying there.
Yes.
And whatever went on when you guys were growing up,
there's too many stupid people out there.
It still goes on in that house today, and that's why their marriage is so strong and it's so beautiful.
Dallas, there must be something about our coworkers and their parents, because that's how, honestly, no joke, when I see your parents, Garrett,
parents,
Jackie and Dave.
Same way.
Dave and Jackie.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're an inspiration.
They got it going on.
Yep. I bet when you were growing up, you guys weren't number one. Mom and dad were.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right.
Yeah, and they've been married for many, many years, as Amanda's parents have too.
I don't even know how long.
And you still love them.
The
80s. My parents?
Second. Yeah, you still love them.
I still love my parents.
Yeah, well,
how would we not?
I wrote all of these things down.
Okay.
Now, Garrett, can you tell me what I wrote?
We want to hear about your plans for your next date night.
Yeah.
Well, okay, go ahead and read these, and I'll tell you what my plan is.
All right.
Garrett, what am I doing?
Data might irv to weep.
Oh. Here, let me just give you this paper.
Oh, that sheet? Okay.
Here's a 222 that's going to take you from 000.
Thank you. I actually asked, no
what
joke.
What does this say?
Don't worry about it.
Your handwriting. It's like you're trying to write in cursive, but
I don't know what's been
in
going.
A different language.
I've been leaving
his handwriting
Aaron.
Looks like he was washing his butt and writing at the same time.
If you just joined us, you got to go back and listen to our replay show from earlier. I had a shower incident, apparently, and these people don't like how I cleanse myself in the shower. Kincaid and Dallas, wherever you're
podcast. Well, now we've been degraded to these people.
Yep.
Tell me your date night plan.
I Aaron, okay, we haven't been able to choose a babysitter because she's so afraid of everybody and everything.
I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it. Oh,
okay. Now hold on. She actually was for this. She actually said, I trust both of them, and together they're like a superhero team. She said, if Amanda and Garrett would agree to babysit.
I won't even babysit my own niece and nephew because I get too nervous. Yeah. So count me out.
Oh, wait, I can't change diapers. If that's part of the gig, then sorry.
Well, only one of them is in diapers, yeah. But he's being
poly-trained.
I'll
have Garrett. Garrett and I both can come over and keep the kids.
Okay. Will you do me a favor? Will you wash my washcloth and towel?
I'm not touching.
I ain't doing laundry.
I'm not even going in your bathroom.
Right, I'm
going
to run that by Aaron.
Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
Dallas and I were talking about this off the air yesterday. At first, I thought, I don't know how I feel about this because much like when a physician has a child, they're not allowed to operate on your kid when you're a doctor. You're not allowed to treat your child. Southwest Airlines has a mother-daughter duo flying a plane together, the first time in history.
Today is a really special day for me. I would like to introduce to you your first officer and my daughter, Keely Pettit. Keely, come on out here. Very special day. We are the first mother-daughter duo ever on the flight deck of Southwest Airlines.
Now, at first I was nervous about that, but then Dallas put my mind at ease.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. I think that those two together, working together, would be so much more.
I would feel safer.
Me too. Yeah. That's exactly.
Because they're trying to look out for each other. I mean, obviously they're going to take care of everybody on the plane, but they definitely have something to lose if something goes wrong.
Right.
So.
And as an expert in air disasters, because I watch that all the time.
You are.
If you're headed to the airport, I'm really sorry.
A lot of times some of the problems that are caused on the plane are because the pilots are not getting along or they are sleep deprived or whatever. And I just feel like if it's the mother and daughter that they're, you know, the mother's going to say, hey, you've got to get some rest. You got to get some sleep. You can't get on this. I just think they would be so looking out for each other so much more than just two guys that are, you know, they're just happen to be pilots
other,
and they don't really know each other. Yeah.
It'd be great if the conversation turned into, I gotta be honest with you, I didn't care for your high school boyfriend, so I helped break you two up. What? I broke you up. Mom, I loved him. What do you mean? And you just started fighting and it was over the PA by accident?
No.
A squabble.
No, that's not what you want. No,
well, you're not getting anything for Mother's Day this year.
Dallas, if it's on the Southwest flight, I would rather hear a squabble than, singing Whitney Houston like they did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, God. Don't remind me.
I'll agree with that. That was terrible.
How much do you want to squabble now?
Yeah, squabble me.
It's our morning show. Any time of the day when you want to hear it. Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
Where do you want to go, Dallas? You choose our adventure here. Do you want to know what has caused the term quiet quitting to be a thing at work? Or would you like to know, and I already know where we're going, so I don't know why I asked. Do you want to hear more about the search for the man believed to be stuck in a storm drain?
I
wanted to hear about the pet vest.
Or do you want me to reach over to my left and hear about the portable fans people are using on their cats and dogs?
Yes, I love this.
This began in Japan. They're called cool dog vests. Kind of like a cooling vest.
Mm-hmm.
A company in Tokyo makes it. Think of a thunder vest, but it cools your pet. Some of them have external fans on them. Now, listen, I had a dog that we just tried to put a Santa hat on one time, and he was not having it. I couldn't imagine Rocky with a cooling fan attached to him. That wouldn't work.
Well, I don't have any fans attached to any of mine, but my outdoor dogs have very great shady areas. But the one that stays up at the house all the time, she's old. She doesn't like to come inside. So she has a fan out on the deck, and her bed is laying right in front of it.
That's
and
sweet.
Then my old horse, the one that's 35, I just went and bought a new fan for him. So he has an industrial fan in the paddock that blows right on him at all times.
And the dog has, Mimi Rogers has the shady spot.
Yes.
That's the dog, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Her name's actually Joey.
I'm sorry.
So.
She should be.
She was actually one of Dr. Good.
Aww.
Yeah. She was one of his eight. And then when he passed away, you know, they had to find a home.
Yeah.
And she's really old and nobody wanted her. So I took her to the house and I was just going to foster her, but she loves it on the farm. So there she is. And she has her own little personal fan. She gets ice water in her bowl.
You treat your pets better than most people get treated.
Oh, yeah.
You really do. Your heart, the fact that your heart hasn't exploded, it's so giant and so big, and you care so much about everybody. If you're It's almost like I could read your horoscope, Dallas, and it would say, you know, cares about everybody, puts everybody first before themselves. But that is so you. Pets and people who you truly are friends with.
Yes.
And you will put them first at any moment. Before yourself.
I'll go the extra mile. But
Very rarely.
You know, for animals, I will do anything.
Very rarely.
I will starve so they can eat.
I know you will. You haven't eaten in 7 days. I saw you. I saw you walk by my Burger King French toast sticks, and you're like, you know what? I might just eat one of these.
Alice, you can't keep doing this to yourself. You need to eat some French toast sticks.
I'm eating.
What'd
but
you have
the dogs
breakfast?
Eat good.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
I had some. What did I have? I haven't really had breakfast yet.
You need to eat, Dallas.
I've got some oatmeal. I'm gonna have some oatmeal.
Okay. Okay. Some not often I say this to you. Go ahead and shake your packet for us. Thank you, Dallas. I love you, and thank you for being such a great person.
I love you, too.
Kincaid and Dallas, on demand.
I don't know if this is a case of urban exploration, where you go and explore what's underneath our feet, or if it's a case of... But in Florida, they were looking for this guy who they believe was in the storm drain. They caught up to him, and he wanted one thing, and that was Garrett's favorite beverage.
He's a civilian. Supposedly, he likes going into the manholes. Public Works made contact with him. They opened the manhole and looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I just need something to drink. I'm tired."
He wanted a Mountain Dew.
Was he a Ninja Turtle?
Cowabunga.
Yeah.
How long has he been down there?
They were looking for him for a while, I believe a few days.
Oh my God! So I he's mean, just sleeping remember, in the
he
sewer.
He just wants to be like the people in New York who live under the streets.
Yeah,
yeah, and there are those people
under the streets.
Remember the story about the woman who allegedly, a couple of years ago, she was underground for weeks. Remember that story vaguely at all?
Kind of.
Yeah, like they were looking for her, and she'd been somehow sustaining her life underground for weeks.
How do the underground people in New York do it?
And I don't know.
Anybody can do it, I guess. If they can do it.
Is it warmer underground?
No, it's cold.
Oh, okay.
How do you know, Garrett? Were you underground?
Have you never been down in a storm drain?
Save that.
What?
No.
You haven't?
Have you?
When did you get in a storm
drain? Like when you were growing up, you never had like a tennis ball go down the storm drain. It's like, oh, well, now we got to go down there and get it.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Yeah, we would go down the storm drain all the time.
Wait a minute. You lifted the manhole cover and went down in the storm drain?
Yes, all the time.
404-741-1015. Did you also spend time in the storm drain? Amanda, were you also in the storm drain?
I don't think we got in the storm drain. No.
Yeah, we'd climb down the ladder. Sometimes if we didn't want to go down there, we'd just grab my younger brother by his ankles and lower him down so he can grab.
Oh, my God.
It seems more like whatever. An activity boys would do.
And you lived?
Me? Yeah.
And Jeremy lived.
I would not have been able to lift the manhole cover.
Right.
I barely can lift it now. It's so heavy.
I'm waiting for Dallas to go. But I did spend time in a combine.
Well, that's a whole different story. And where I grew up, there were no storm drains.
Yeah.
Okay,
so the only storm drains we had were that big pipe that was across your driveway, and that was it. Now, we did have like a huge...
What big pipe across your driveway?
Like the tunnel that goes under
it? The tunnel that
it?
Goes underneath right. your driveway.
Oh, okay.
That was like the drain, and that's where when it stormed,
New Country,
all the water ran through there.
Did you spend time in a storm drain? Your life?
All the time.
Right?
See? Really?
Yeah, we'd go down there.
What made you go down there?
The tennis ball, dude. Like, the ball would roll down the hill into the storm drain, and there was no other option.
Yep.
You had to go in it.
You got to go down.
And was
Did
it
you
yours?
Guys only have one yeah, tennis
was it,
ball?
Was it Garrett's tennis ball that you tried to get?
100%. We were trying to find it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it's a perfectly good tennis ball. I'm not going to just let that go.
Oh, they hung up. Yeah. Well, hold on. One more call. Okay. Hey, Kincaid and Dallas, you're live on the radio. Did you also spend time in the storm drain?
Yes.
You too? Why were you down there?
Our bus stop was there, and we would just be bored waiting for the bus, so we would dare one another to go down there.
Yeah, sometimes you get bored.
How many times?
That's a weird concept.
How many times did you miss the bus because you were down in the drain?
No, we never missed the bus.
No?
And listen, it's just a storm drain. It's not like there's raw sewage down there.
The movie It, yeah.
I guess that's mm-hmm. what I'm thinking. When I think of storm drains, I think of... what's flowing under the street.
Yeah,
think
no. about that.
Hey, did you get free balloons from the clown?
Yeah.
Nope.
Is there a clown in the storm drain?
Yeah.
That's what the movie
Pennywise.
Is about.
Oh, Lord.
You're live on the radio.
Never
did you spend time
movie.
In the storm drain with Pennywise
nope.
and Garrett?
Nope. Never seen that movie. Never will.
Hello?
No.
Hi, you're live on the radio. Storm drain talk with Kincaid.
Hey.
Good morning.
Growing
out, we used to play in the storm drain all the time. We used to travel like 3 miles going from one end to another. We used to take shortcuts, going to work, anytime, anywhere. Always had good time.
Wow. Yeah.
Fastest commute from Snellville to Dahlonega. Storm drain.
So you would get in the storm drain, and then you would follow the path, and then you find another manhole cover, and you have to lift that one off, and then...
Dallas, I did. I tell you myself, but Kincaid hung up on me thinking we were through with the conversation.
Oh my God. I'm just feeling such Ninja Turtle vibes right now.
Hey, Dallas, it's the caller again. You'd be surprised to know that Kincaid never saw that movie.
No, I'm not surprised at all.
Kincaid and Dallas on demand.
So much learned today. I learned that Dallas thinks that one of the strongest marriages, an example to us all who are married, who we should look up to, would be producer Amanda's parents.
There's no doubt each other. In my mind.
Yep. And that's what I learned. Dallas? Amanda?
We all learn the same thing. I guarantee you, Amanda and Garrett are both thinking about the fact that you wipe your butt with your wash rag.
And then you clean about that. He doesn't dry his butt.
Yeah. And then he cleans. Everything revolves around your butt today about what we learned.
It really shouldn't.
I know, but it does. It does. Yeah. Use the same wash rag all week.
I think we've met our quota of Kincaid's butt talk today this week, so maybe tomorrow.
Garrett, we've met it for the year.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow we leave that out of conversation.
Somehow, I feel like it's probably going to come
back. It's probably going to come up just organically.
I use the same washcloth, if you're just joining us. I use the same washcloth. I wash it once a week. I'm sorry, Aaron washes it once a week. And then I don't dig in with the towel like they do. I'm external with it because the inside self-dries.
Does Aaron know that she touches your dirty butthole rag?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
Are you calling her? Are you calling her right now?
She's not going to answer.
Oh, no.
She's thinking, when she sees the phone ring, she goes, I wonder what stupid stuff they're talking about. I'm not answering the phone because I'm not going to be a part of this.
Kincaid, you're shooting yourself in the foot, and it's not even an accident. You are aiming, squeezing the trigger, and knowingly shooting yourself in the foot right now.
I'm external. I'm not seesawing the towel like you do. I just don't do
but
that.
But you take the wash rag and wash your butt, and then you wash your face the next day. What's the difference?
I thoroughly clean my wash. I don't like a wash rag. Washcloth. I thoroughly clean it when I'm done, and then it hangs to dry the next day.
A call has been
phoned. Oh, my gosh.
You were lucky. You're lucky she didn't pick up.
I'm going to leave her a message.
La, 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 la.
Three.
La, 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 la.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Good morning, Mrs. Kincaid. This is your child's school. We do not want to come in on Monday.
Aaron, do you know that Kincaid does not dry his butt? Did you know that?
He uses the same wash rag on his butt crack that he does on
his face.
And then he says, you wash it, which means you touch it.
Did you know that?
Well, how about the fact that she kisses his lips? Oh, she didn't do that. Never mind.
How dare you?
Get him.
I love you, Aaron. Bye.
Oh, that would be the end of today's show. Want to hear more Kincaid and Dallas? Go ahead and go back and search the other hundreds of shows we've put up in the past. Yes, relive the past. We appreciate you listening. And make sure you join us on the radio for a brand new show tomorrow or Monday morning if it's the weekend.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.